Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This year, the Lads Podcast is hitting the red dirt at the 2025 Fink Desert Race, and we're stoked to have the absolute legends at Black Cat Civil riding shotgun with us and helping us vlog this year's Fink Desert Race.
That's correct, Stiffy, and Black Cat Civil isn't just a name. They're a force in the Australian civil construction and mining game. They've been building the backbone of Australia since 2006, with a team built on precision, grit, and good old Australian fashion hard work. Black Cat Civil has a huge range of capabilities in major earthworks, dam constructions, and building roads that Australians drive on.
That's right, and we're going to go visit Black Cat in the Northern Territory, more particular in their Alice Springs office, which is in the heart of the Fink Desert Race. These guys get it done, and they get it done right.
And now they're helping us lads bring our own brand of chaos to the desert. From the shed to the sand, we're pumped to have their support as we chase dust, danger, and a bloody good time at the Fink.
Yeah, big thanks to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Check them out at blackcatcivil.com.au and keep your ears on the Lads Podcast and your eyes on our socials as we take on the biggest off-road race in the country, the Fink Desert Race 2025. Our vlogs are up on the Lads Podcast Patreon platform. And if you like to find the link in the Instagram and Facebook site, go check them out.
Woo!
Yeah, let's go!
Fucking let's do it.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. To my left is fucking Stiffy. How the fuck are you, bros?
Fucking fantastic there, mate. How are you going?
Mate, I'm really good. Can you turn my ears up just a fraction? That's good.
That's better, eh?
That is good.
I was thinking I was a bit quiet there. I'm fucking great, Barney. How are you going? How are you going?
Mate,
you
I'm
going?
Good. I'm good.
Are ya? All right, before we dive into anything, have you stolen my stubby cooler? I think, yeah. Where's my stubby? Where's your stubby cooler? You can have it.
Oh,
I'll give it to you.
I'm going to keep it now.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Well, no, it's the studio's.
Right, yeah. Let's crack a tin.
Oh, right. Let's get into that fridge. Fucking boom. And we're back on the faithfuls. What are we going to nick? So, you know those vodkas, we're calling them the Hemsies, right?
Yep.
Now that this is like...
It's nearly a staple. I reckon they're fucking...
It's like fucking... It's like our mash and spuds. It's like fucking... No, sorry. Sausages and mash. What's a fucking sausage and mash? What do you call it?
Bangers and mash.
Fuck, I couldn't
it's a
even
staple.
Get that out.
It's fucking, yeah. Let's call it a, I don't know, fucking Captain Morgan Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah, we've got to come up with something. Maybe over this episode or next episode, we've got to shorten it down to its nickname.
Just Captain.
Back off.
You want a Cap'n? Oh, that's
good. That was crack. A good crack.
Good crack, Stiffy.
That was a fucking great crack.
Not as good as this fucker, though.
Really? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, bring back the poo face.
That was a bit pooey.
Yeah, big cum face, bit poo face. What was that thing you called it the other day? The fucking where you're having a shit and a bit of cum comes out?
Oh, the melon camp.
The melon camp was a little bit of that too, I reckon, going on.
Did you try any of that?
I don't know. Like, how do you fucking try something like that? Do you just eat a lot more fiber and shit or what?
Well, let me have a drink and I'll fill you in. Literally fill you in.
Oh, do not.
The other day, I actually,
so you were trying from
melon
camp?
No, I wasn't trying, but I went to the toilet and it was just one of those ones where you're just like, well, this is going to be a big one. You know, when you're going to have a big shit.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It was already pushing on the sphincter enough to know that, this has got some girth about it.
Yeah, you know we're recording, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, everyone wants to know. So anyone that doesn't know what a melon camp is, jump back in last week's episode and have a fucking geez at that. Yep. But anyway, this week I did do a shit that was big enough to probably nearly get to a melon camp. And when I was doing that poo, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is it. This is a good poo.
This is it.
This is a good poo.
It's good.
Didn't get an erection. Didn't fucking let it just go.
No.
However, I must have been close.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a work in progress.
Well, keep on trying. Keep on eating that fiber.
Yeah, so should I be just eating more fiber?
I think so, yeah. Well, that's
block
what
me
makes
up.
You fucking, yeah, block you up.
Block you up.
I know what blocks people up.
Well, what blocks you up?
Not me. It's my son ate fucking a kilo of jerky that I made one weekend.
And
he ended up in fucking hospital. Blocked him up that good.
Ooh.
Yeah, so jerky will block you up.
Okay, well, how did they get it? Did he have a melon camp getting it out?
Oh, no. I think they just shoved some other shit up his ass and then fucking next minute.
Give him a fucking enema and a fucking.
I didn't ask him about the melon camp thing, so he didn't tell me.
He was probably too young for it back then, eh? Was it?
Yeah. Oh, he was, it would have been 17, 18, something like that.
Right.
Fuck rate on the jerky.
Oh, it must have been good jerky. That's a compliment.
It's
really
good jerky. Actually, I need to make some jerky up before we go up to the Don.
Do you reckon it'll even get to the Don?
Well,
actually, you make it.
If I put it in your car.
My car, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it in your car and you can give me little fucking dribs and drabs of it.
Fuck, because you turn it on. Once that jerky comes out, you get the fucking sniff.
I'm fucking eat the whole lot of it.
You get the whole, lot.
Yep.
So that's what's happening pretty soon. Hey, okay, so give me a recap on your van because you bought a van. You're decking it out just for this trip. Nat's coming.
So I'm trying to make this thing as comfortable as I can for her so she actually wants to come more often.
Yeah.
Because everyone's off the van. Like, fucking my daughter won't even go near it. She reckons there's too much chloroform smelly stuff in the inside. She's off it.
Yep.
Nat doesn't mind it now, but I've been sound deadening.
And what's that involve?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So that's like the black sticky shit. You've seen the black with the shiny stuff on the outside?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'll show you when we go out tonight.
Yep.
Putting that on panels because it is literally just a thin piece of fucking metal.
Yes.
In some areas. So and that. So I've done that in all the panels that I can. And then one of the boys that's actually coming up to the Don with us, Jake, shout out to him, give me a whole heap of insulation panels, like the bats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just been fucking jamming shit inside the doors. And
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Any little fucking hole, I've just been jamming shit in holes. That's what I've been doing.
That's what you've been doing.
Yeah. So I've done that today. I'm a bit itchy. So if you see me scratching on the fucking thing, I'm not on fucking ice or anything like that.
So this is a little build process. Like what have you bought? What's already in it? What's to come? And what's...
Mate, I've used up about 5 Father's Day, 3 Christmases with all the shit that I fucking bought for it. So I brought a 120 fucking amp lithium battery for it.
Yep.
Brought a DC to DC charger. And fucking a control hub that's went in there as well.
Yep.
And just a fridge. The fridge is too big. I've got... I actually brought something that was too big.
Yeah.
It fits 108 cans in it.
But we had a, you showed me a photo of that. We had a bit of a way of getting around that. Moving the fridge. Instead of being in the back, you're going to put the fridge in the front.
Yeah, the fridge is at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fridge is in the front. So the passenger can actually fucking do these ones.
Yeah.
If you've got a good rotor cuff fucking movement, you can actually get into that fridge and get a tin out of it.
This is a two-seater van. Mm. So fridge has got front seat.
I get where you're going now. So actually put it in the front.
Front seat.
And I get in the back and just sit there.
Do ya?
Yeah.
Do ya?
That'd be good, actually. So Nat's driving. That's a great idea.
So you can drink all the way up.
Mm. I told Nat she can have a couple in the morning.
Yep.
And by the afternoon, she should be sober enough to fucking drive again. And then I take over again. So yeah.
That's cool. So the fridge is too big.
Can you have a fridge that's too big?
No. Fuck no, because they're not going to put my piss in your fridge.
I'm working my way around things.
Well,
so
I'm taking a chili bin. I'm running esky. Oh, no, sorry. I've got a little 32. I've got a 32-litre Ingle. So how many litres is yours?
Mine's a 60.
Oh, fuck. Double the size of me.
Yeah, she's a 60. 108 cans.
Yeah, right. See, I run my fridge for more the food side, so it'll be the... And you know what?
Oh, let's put the food in yours and the piss in mine.
Well, it won't be because we're just hotboxing on the way up. We're hotboxing it on the way down. While we're up there.
Oh, I'm off the hotboxes. I've put on fucking 4 kilos in the last month.
Well, you can... Okay, what about if we go healthy?
Can you eat healthy on the road?
It's very hard to. Imagine just coming in and getting a salad.
We're straight in the hotboxes again.
Yeah. You can't
Get some fucking kale. Can we get some kale?
Kale with fucking...
Actually, we'll get Tommy to make us up some fucking kale sandwiches all to the fucking way up.
To put in your fridge. And we're not allowed to eat anything else.
No.
A road trip is all about the hot box.
Yeah, the hot box.
Greasy foods.
The build's gone long. I've fucking decked it out, so the battery's in, the fucking everything. So I'm pretty much a fucking auto electrician now.
Well, your daughter is.
Well...
Has she helped you?
Fucking fat lot of fucking help she's been.
Oh, Holly.
If you're fucking listening. Yeah, right. Thanks for nothing. Nothing.
She'd be able to wire everything up for you.
Nah. I've fucking done it myself because I want it done properly.
Oh, cheap little fucking Wu-Tang.
Dong dong. I know she listens too, so I'll look forward to that.
She's going to be off, yeah.
But yeah, pretty much wired it all up myself. So it's been over all the weekend. So I've spent... the whole weekend in the shed. So I actually worked Saturday. So it was Saturday as soon as I got home from work, which was about 2 o'clock, in the shed until fucking late.
Yep.
Got up in the morning on Sunday, all day in the shed, still not finished. And I was lucky enough to have another car there where I could go, right out, I'm not fucking rushing this. I'm just going to fucking do it and do it properly. So I was channeling my fucking inner Justin, JR.
Yeah, inner JR.
Okay, so it's not quite JR specs. But it is better than what fucking Barney would have done normally.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well, that's good. You've slowed it down.
I slowed it down. Yeah. I fucking chat GPT.
Hey, what? How? What?
What the fuck is going on there?
In what way?
Mate, I asked this thing. I'll show you some photos.
Yeah.
But inside this control box is like a fucking mess of red wires.
Oh.
And I'm trying to call fucking Kick-Ass where I bought the fucking control hub from.
Yep.
And I went, I'll just take a photo and I'll send it to fucking ChatGPT and
Where
do I fucking send this to? What wires go to where? And this thing, I've actually got goosebumps now. It is fucking freaky.
Are you serious?
Fucking mate, I'll show you some photos.
Does it pull up a wiring diagram and go, fucking here you go?
Not only a wiring diagram, it pulled up. So I sent it a photo of the wiring diagram. Of the box.
Yeah.
And I said,
Fuck.
I'm actually calling him now. Like, we've got a friendship going on. And it's told me
what to do and how to do it.
What to do. But not only that,
I've confirmed
and I've put a finger on a photo on the thing. I said, this one here. And it's got an arrow back to it. Yes, this one here, mate.
Oh, no ways.
Yeah. It's fucking scary good, eh?
Dude, that's something that.
And you know what?
No, what? Really? That's blowing my mind.
It hasn't caught fire.
That's blowing my mind that you can take a photo, put it in a fucking app, and you get that type of response, like what you need.
It is detailed as fuck, bro.
Fuck.
Like fucking, mate, I'm pretty much an order. Me and him are fucking...
So what's his name?
We're starting a business.
Oh, like, have you asked him?
I actually haven't.
Okay, maybe. Well, that's what you need to do.
I need to fucking give him a name.
Well, and you,
because he's been calling me mate, so.
Yeah, mate. So if he's been, yeah, so you think it's a bloke. Because he's just blokey things called mate.
Women can call people mate. Yeah, mate. I don't know. I'm definitely going to have to name him because fucking, I'll tell you
he's
what.
He's been a great mate.
It's been good.
Fuck.
He won't give me a beer or anything.
Oh, that's a bit hard.
We're starting a podcast. But no, ChatGPT has fucking been absolutely fucking awesome in the build of that. So let me go through. So on Monday, was it Tuesday? What's today? Today's Wednesday. So I finally put everything back together. I'm getting fucking lights where lights are supposed to be, fucking shutting bonnets where fucking cables. Everything's done fucking reasonably tidy. JR, please do not look at it. I go for a drive because I'm going to have to get fuel, so I'm going to find out if the fucking DC is actually charging it up, because I've got a fucking little shunt and everything in it that monitors how much fucking's going in and out.
Yep.
So I go over to Bowie. Going to Bowie. I now don't have cruise control.
Hey?
I don't have cruise control. I don't have auto start.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stop. Lane assist doesn't work anymore.
What did you do?
Well, obviously, and it wasn't ChatGPT's fucking problem. It was my problem. Yeah. So I actually fucking went back through it because I rang, you know, our mate Sticky.
Sticky.
Stickman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stick sorry.
Man. So it was an auto electrician. I said, fucking, have I got a job for you? I thought I was an auto electrician. I said, I'm fucking done all this.
Yep.
And I said, I'm fucking getting all these fucking, this shit's fucking flashing up on the fucking dash. I'm going, right out. And so I said, he said, can you leave it with me? So it was obviously going to be a big problem. I said, yeah, I can leave it with you. I'll fucking drop it off next week. And so I get home, go back to the diagrams that ChatGPT sent me.
Yeah.
I went, oh, that fuse is in the wrong fucking fuse holder. So I changed it all around. It's all fixed.
Oh, bullshit. You did it.
I fixed it. So I am fucking pretty much a fucking auto electrician.
So were you saying ChatGTP was correct, but you fucked it up initially?
Mm, mm. So that was getting sort of towards late in the afternoon and I may have had a couple of beers.
Yeah.
And my eyes are not as good as what they should be.
Copy.
And I've actually put it in, changed the fuses around because I piggybacked one.
Yep.
And fucking...
Bob's your uncle.
Everything fucking works.
Bob's your fucking uncle.
And it still hasn't caught fire.
Well, fucking well done, mate.
Yeah. So I'm fucking pretty proud of myself.
So
this
are you going to have the build finished, like 100% finished, or just enough to get to Bowen?
I've got a couple of drawers and that to put in, so I've only got a week and a bit to go, yeah.
Drawers?
A couple of drawers. Well, we've got to put fucking shit in fucking stuff.
What are drawers for?
The drawers are going to be for the fucking induction cooker, the air fryer, and.
Where are you going to sleep?
The popcorn maker. We got a popcorn maker, and that's fucking hair dryer and a fucking hair straightener. So
Holy fuck!
So I've got a 4,000-watt fucking inverter coming. I don't.
Yeah,
but
that's a game.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have power up there anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus we've got the big fucking race trailer that's full of batteries. Just plug into that. Yeah. No, there's power's up there.
Yeah, there's power up there. But no, I've been fucking busy, Buzz.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. I'm out of control too.
Mate, you sent me that fucking Snapchat, mate. You got a bit going on.
There's a bit going on. Fucking hell. Anyway, that's what it is. But lately, honestly, the last couple of days, I've been in my head a bit, eh?
Have you?
You know, yeah. I know what it is, but you just, you know when you just can't, like, I'm probably getting a bit deep. I don't want to get too deep, but it's like, you know when you just can't either move on from something or shake something? And then, okay, put the earphones in, listen to a couple of potties, put some music on. And normally, I can fucking shake it. I can normally just like...
But this thing's fucking hanging on.
It's hanging on. Yep. And I know what it is. I know it's a bit of a trigger for me. So, you know, everyone's got shit going on. Everyone's got their own fucking life dramas and whatnot. We don't need to go into that. But, You know, I normally begin, and honestly, I know I haven't gone to the gym enough over the last few weeks, and I know I've got Don River coming up, the big race, and I know I'm not fit enough because this morning was cardio, and I fucking died six times and had CareFlight come in and fucking resuscitate me and fucking get me going again. So I'm a little bit peaking, I'm a little bit cranky at myself.
Are ya?
Yeah, I'm cranky at myself.
And if you don't win, I don't get nipple rings.
Correct. So I'm a little bit cranky at myself that I've let my fucking...
You can't change it now. Like, you can't fucking go to the gym for fucking 7 or 8 days straight now.
And it's gonna, no, because fucked.
You are pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
And you that, may I think as well that's hand a big the part trophy of, over now.
That's a big part of why I'm a little bit frustrated as well, is that I didn't put the hard yards in over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. And, you know, I'm not going to use too many excuses, but the fucking toenail even giving me grief this morning at gym.
Did ya?
Yeah. But
did,
anyway,
the fucking toenail. Did you just fucking bring that toenail up?
Anyway. So
they reckon a route is good as a 5K run.
Oh, dude.
Fucking 25, 30 Ks a week.
Mate, I'm running, fucking marathons. Yeah.
You'll be right, bros. You'll be right.
Yeah.
But.
So, like, and let's not tell Toto that, eh? Like, because Toto's
looking fit. He's been sending me a few fucking snappies, too. He's been sending me a few snappies. He's got a new bike.
Yeah, what?
He got a new bike.
Oh, did he?
No, yeah. I made that up. Just trying to get in your head a bit.
I won't talk too much about Toto and his bike because I reckon we do it a podcast up there because he's got some fucking stories and there's a perler, absolute perler that we'll talk about. So I'll leave that one. Toto, I'll leave that one for you. So yeah, mate, I've been a little bit in my head over the last couple of days. So thank fuck I'm back in the shed with you tonight having a fucking captain.
Yep.
So cheers.
It's got to be called a captain, I think. Captain. That'll just do. Captain M.
Mm-hmm. So that's fucking good.
And that's good that you can actually sort of identify the triggers, things that actually get you.
I know
and
what it is.
I'm the same, mate. If I don't have music going on the shed, I'm over fucking thinking shit.
Yep.
And yeah, I think for me, it's just fucking slow the fuck down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be done today. It can be done next week. Correct. It can be done 6 months' time. But yeah, I'm kicking gold, so I'm happy.
I tell you what, I'm going to jump into this section, this one here, because I've got one.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
My fuck off for the week that's giving me the fucking more shits than what we're just talking about is sparrows. You know the little sparrow birds? Yep. You know how they fly into your shed?
Yep.
And they make a fucking nest?
Yep.
Oh my fucking God. Sparrows, fuck off.
How much do those cunts eat? Because fuck, they shit a lot.
Oh.
What are they eating? Are they eating fucking vindaloo and shit like that? Because they are just literally little shitting machines.
They are, yeah. So when I get to work and I open up my doors and then I turn my lights on inside, I think because it's pretty bright inside and at the moment with these overcasty days, it's a little bit dark. So they can... They go, oh, fuck, there's something bright. So they go towards it. So they fly in and they fucking start, you know, nesting. And I'm like, fucking get out. And because it's a high set building and the door's low, they fly around. They can't find their way out.
Mm.
So I've got to turn the lights off inside so that outside's now brighter. Boom, out they go really, really quick. If anyone's got birds in their shed or house, they can't get them out. If it's daytime, nighttime, whatever, turn all your lights off. Hopefully then outside's brighter. They just fucking fly straight out. They fly towards the light, don't they?
I've got ones nesting in the fucking awning at the front of our shed.
Yeah, you never stop that.
They're there to stay.
So anyway, I turn the lights off. They fucking fly out.
Gone.
Yep, turn the lights back on. Shook, in they come. Straight back in. Turn the lights off. Shook, out they go. Sweet. Fuck off. Turn the lights back on to start working again. Shook, in they come. I'm like, get fucked. Are you serious? And I start throwing rags at them. Then I get the compressed air and I'm like fucking blowing air at them. And like 4 meters high, all they get is a nice cool breeze.
Yeah. Are they protected? That's
nice. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't shoot them then.
Can't we?
Can we?
I will.
If they're not protected, I'm happy to shoot.
And then I'm going to hang that fucker up and be the...
You reckon that works?
I don't know.
There's all those old fucking tales about snakes and fucking hang them over fences and shit.
So. I need a decoy sparrow. Hang him up by his fucking wing.
Mm. And go, or his nuts.
Do you want to be like your mate? Do you?
Do you? Fucking did ya and fucking do ya and fuck offy.
Do ya?
Actually, while you're talking about the fuck off, I probably said this before, but cunts that sit under the speed limit, fuck off. Plain and fucking simple. If it's fucking 80, at least do 80 fucking 1 or 2 or fucking 79.
Yep.
Do not be fucking sitting 10Ks underneath the speed limit because that balls my piss quicker than a hotel battle. It is. It's fucking dangerous.
Yep.
And you're a fucking menace to society and you can fuck off.
Yeah. Get on the fucking speed limit.
Yep.
When it's safe. Because the other day I was doing a hunji in a hunji zone.
Not a 90, that's good.
Yeah, no, hunji and hunji. But it was actually last night. It was about 7:30 last night and it was a bit of fog and it was wet. And I'm like,
oh, that's different.
I dialed it down to 90. I'm like, I feel safer now. You know, I was like, fuck that. Because I had it on the speaker, on the cruise control, coming in this corner. I know this corner very well. I fucking drive it all the time. I'm just like, fuck, I feel like I'm going a bit hot now. Just because it was just that different atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I dialed it down. I'm like, right. So, but yeah, no, conditions-wise of road, do a hunji if it's a hunji. Mm. Fucking do 80 if it's 80, Raz.
Or 80, 91, 92 if it's 90. Yeah.
Dial it up.
Just a couple over.
Yeah.
They're not going to book you for that.
No, they're not.
If they do, so fucking send in your fine and so we can talk about it.
Two above on cruise control. If it's an 80, I sit on 82.
Is your cruise control, so you've got like Waze and Google Maps and stuff like that with the speedometer in it?
Yeah.
Is it different to your actual speedo? And why?
Oh, as in like...
Waze. So I run with Waze. Yeah, and it is like speedo. Fucking...
Yep.
It's up to 5Ks fucking faster than what the actual speedo says it is.
Yeah.
So which one's right?
Well, the GPS one should be more accurate.
It should than be your because vehicle. Tire wear, fucking...
Yeah, well, different size tires. Yep. Every speedo, mechanically or electronically, is not going to be bang on.
Mm.
But GPS, I feel, I might be wrong, I'll have to ring Uncle Elon, but I feel that fucking... I texted Elon the other day.
He had a crash.
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
No. Apparently Starlink was down again.
Oh, yes. Yes, fucking... Anyway, I'll get back to Uncle Elon. Yep. What were we talking about? Oh, speedos.
Yes.
GPS, I feel, would be accurate.
I hope so, because on my bike is like fucking 5 or 6 Ks fucking different from the actual digital speedo to what the GPS speedo is.
Be fucking good one day to find a copper or whatever and go, right, I want to sit on my GPS speedo of doing 80.
Yep.
80.
And if you are a copper and you're fucking one of those ones that hold the hair dryers, fucking ring and let us know, because what is the actual fucking...
Yeah, because they use radar or LiDAR, which is a laser... Instead of radar waves, it's
you know why they laser. Call it LiDAR, don't you?
Because it's a laser radar.
No, it's because normally what the fucking people say when they pull you over, oh, you're lying. It's a LiDAR.
It's a LiDAR, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I actually don't know. So it'd be interesting to find out. Actually, I have a friend that is an auto lecky in the federal police. I'm going to actually ring him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ring him. I'll find out.
Get him on.
Mm-hmm. Get him on.
So that's my fuck off. That's your fuck off. We have a fuck off from a caller.
Do ya?
We do. So I'll just press on this one. Yeah, ready for it.
Marty, Snippy, Pinkbits, how are we, boys?
Hey, good, Pinky.
This is the Bow Desert Aircon bloke here. I've got a fuck off for ya. It's when you stop at a zebra crossing to let pedestrians pass and they don't wave, they can all fuck off. Nothing boils my piss more than a person that's crossing the zebra crossing and does not fucking wave at you!
Jesus!
Fuck off!
Christ, I'm hoping you're feeling better now.
Well, you got it off his chest.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
That's what we're here for.
And you should, just a fucking nod.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, but is it? I think he's a but is it aircon man. So shout out to you.
Yep.
But he's right. Like, if I'm walking across the road... And I'm walking across a pedestrian crossing, and I know this is what goes through my head. I'm walking up to the road. I know it's a zebra crossing. I expect that car to fucking stop because this is my road right now.
Of course you do.
You know this. I'm on a zebra crossing. I own this road right now. So I don't want to just step out and expect that he's going to see me. You always look right, but I expect him to stop or her to stop.
Well, it's always going to be fucking better.
Oh, exactly.
If they do, yeah, yeah. Then run you over.
And if I if they go, oh, I see you, but I'm not stopping. I'm in a hurry. I give him the death stare.
Mm.
Fucking hell. And, you know, fuck you. But it, yeah, fucking, it comes up.
Have you seen where they've actually got a zebra crossing, and at the zebra crossing on this side, so you walk up and you grab a fake brick?
No.
Yep. So it's just like a foam brick. Oh, I think it's a foam brick, but yep. It looks like a brick anyway.
Oh, okay.
So you pull it out,
yep.
And you walk across.
Oh.
Like ready to fucking throw it. If someone doesn't stop, and then you put it in the other side so the other person come down.
Fuck yeah.
That's a great idea.
That'd be the go.
It was a reel I seen. So it may might be real, but yeah.
It's on the internet. It must be real.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
On the internet.
But if I'm... But is it aircon man?
Right out. I need some aircon, so fucking reach out. Actually, I need three.
Reach around. Three?
Three. I need three, yeah. Three fucking died. Three aircons in my house had died.
You know what?
What? Hey,
but is it aircon man? If you've got one that you're doing an installation and the old one sort of still semi-works, this studio needs aircon for summer.
Does. We need a wall too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what we can give him. We've got nothing to give him. Oh, we got a couple of cans.
Oh, a couple of cans.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out. But is it man? But
actually,
is
it we got some man? Cans over there. Actually, I reckon we could probably cash in.
We could pay for an aircon.
We could pay for aircon out of cans.
Out of cans.
Yeah.
You're probably right. There's fuck tons there.
And we've been paid as well now, so.
Yeah. Back to old mate's story. If I'm the driver, right, now I'm putting myself in the driving seat and there is a pedestrian about to walk across his, you know, because he owns that road. That's a pedestrian crossing. He's about to walk, or her.
Or them.
Yep. Do you raw dog it by not doing any sort of like acknowledgement, like, yep, like as in, or do you do away?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What do you,
I think there's always a head nod.
The head nod.
Or
yeah.
A bit of a fucking chucker or a fucking thumbs
chucker.
Up. Or,
yeah.
Yes. Fucking things for not running me over, you fucking mad cunt.
No, but you're walking across the road,
but
now you're in the car and you're driving, you stop. Old mate, look, you make eye contact. Do you do the head?
Yeah, it's just a...
Yep. Hey.
Thanks, bros.
Hey, bro.
Or when you fucking merge.
Yeah.
Does it take much just to give someone a little fucking wave?
Yep, cheers, bro.
And isn't it funny, like, the further you go fucking north when you're driving, every cunt's got the...
The one finger up. Yeah. Oh, we're going to do that
little,
game on the way.
Little fucking
Bowen.
Little wave.
Yeah.
Little fucking, yeah.
But around fucking Brizzy, around Bowie, fucking.
No. He's a fucking, he's a turned into fucking ignorant cunt. So he's fuck off too.
He can fuck off.
We're still on the fuck offs.
He can fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off.
All right. Pissed off.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Shout out to your TC Coolers. Good lad, old
you
Tommy.
And your fucking Carl sandwiches. Sandwiches.
While we're on the shout outs, shout out to our social media, Barney. We've got anyone that's listening, we have got social media, so and Patreon.
We do so.
What do we got? We got the Instagram.
We got the Instagram. We got the TikTok. We got Facebook.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of groups in the Facebook.
Some
as well.
Of it is the Lads Podcast and some of it's Lads Potty. So search for both as well. Make sure you share us around. I mean,
Yeah.
If you like this shit, you're hearing us. Because our community is
even
growing.
Even if you don't like it, still share it around. Someone else might like it. So. And if we've put you through that much pain, you may as well put someone else through some pain and share it to them as well. So if you've got enemies out there that you don't like and you don't like our stuff, share it to them it makes them just as uncomfortable as what you are.
Absolutely.
So get into it.
Shout out to all the Kiwi brews. We've got the numbers are growing in the Kiwi, in the New Zealanders.
Yeah, nice.
So that's good to see.
Jandals, I've got some fucking great Kiwi jokes, actually.
Have ya?
Yeah, it might make the numbers go down, but anyway.
Might make them go up. I guess it'd be rude if I didn't crack.
I think Kiwis have actually got the same sense of humour as what we do anyway, so.
Absolutely.
We're only taking the piss out of everyone, so.
Give us a call in. I want to hear from a Kiwi. Are you right? Good crack.
It is so.
That was good, mate. Shout out to our socials. Oh, talking about our socials, we dropped episode 3, our Fink vlog.
Yep.
There's 3 in total. Noah from Peak Productions done a fantastic fucking job. Excuse me.
Thank you, baby boy.
So number 3 has been dropped. So when we went to the desert, we vlogged the whole lot. We recorded it, came back. Noah got us 3 episodes. So there's 1, 2, and 3. They are now all out on our Patreon platform. Cost you $5.
Yep.
We've got a golf vlog up there as well. So there's 4 videos for you guys to get around. And then also there's more content going up with. I guess you can watch us talk shit too. Also, just so you're aware, I'm also uploading the whole backlog to YouTube via two methods. The first method is just the audio version. So you can have your smart TV playing at home, go to YouTube, go to our channel, and episode 1 through to episode about 16 or 17 is now up. And it plays the audio file, which is pretty cool. It's on your TV. It just puts up the Lads logo. I can only upload 4 a day, and I've been doing 4 episodes a day. So we're sort of we'll get through that catalog over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
And then we'll get up to date. The second version is also the visual side is up on the Patreon. I'm slowly getting that up, but I'll also slowly put that up on YouTube as well, on our YouTube channel. So there's a bit going on in the background.
Yep. So you're the tech guy as well. So well done, mate.
Sort of. That's why it's taking a while. I'm sure if anyone else is doing it, it's fucking just happens.
You're getting stuff done, mate.
It just happens.
Have you learned stuff?
Fucking heaps.
You've learned a heap of shit, haven't you?
Oh, my God. I've learned fuckloads.
It's not wasted.
Nah. Talking about socials, shout out to Matty Wright. He's a mate of a mate of a mate for me. Old mate Crocodile Wrangler up in Northern Territory. Great bloke. Going through a bit of crap at the moment, but I'm sure he'll pull through that.
And that's the thing is there's a lot of social media stuff out there, and it's not I don't think a lot of it's fair. Like it's like all one sided, and it is tough.
Anyway, I just wanted to give him a shout out because his Crocodile Wrangler series has now been released on a few other platforms. I think maybe Prime or Netflix or something. So that's really cool to see that he's got his stuff growing as well in the background.
Yeah.
As well as, mate, thoughts.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, he's a mate of a mate. So one day.
One day.
Yeah. The day we get to go to the Northern Territory, as in, not Northern Territory, Darwin.
Yep.
And we do some cool shit in Darwin. A mate of a mate will hook us up. Anyway.
Done.
It's good. So shout out to you, Matty. Thinking of you. And you're a fucking legend. So, that's good.
An Australian icon.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Went on a little cruise last night. Oh, a cruise.
What?
A full drive.
Car cruise? Or?
Yeah, full driving. So
where'd you go full driving at? It was fucking, what's Wednesday night?
Wednesday night. Yeah.
In the mud.
Well, it was a gravel road. But just took Kai in his four-wheel drive, the Hilux, and we just went for a bit of a cruise down out the back of Undulla. You end up going out through to Ripley. Have you ever been out that road?
Yeah, I have. I do that on the motorbike quite a bit.
Yeah, so that one, you come out to that new shop, that new Caltex or whatever it is. There's a Macca's or something.
Yep.
Turn around, came back. So we just did that road last night.
Dan Murphy's there too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like the back ass.
It's fucking getting big out that way now, isn't it?
Fuck, it's massive out there. Anyway, so we did that last night. Coming back home, and this was only like 7.30 last night coming back. It takes about 45 minutes to go that whole way from end to end.
You would have went past Wild Pig Road.
Wild Pig Creek Road.
Yeah. Yes. Did you see any wild pigs?
No, I didn't go up it. No. Yeah. But it got, because it was nighttime and you got the lights on, it just adds that different element of, and I'm not saying, like, it wasn't four-wheel driving. It was just driving up a dirt road.
Yeah.
But we're in our four-wheel drives. Anyway, the fog came over. Thick as fuck.
Mm.
At 7.30 last night, we were doing like, like 20K an hour and still couldn't see the road. You just had like low beam it. Where's the road?
As soon as you put the high beam on the fog, she just it bounces back.
But I hadn't been out that way in a long time. I'm talking like it's 2025. I'm thinking it was in the 90s the last time I went all the way through.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Like, so it's been a good fucking 25, 26, 27 years I hadn't been all the way through. And some parts of it, I'm like, geez, I can't remember this bit. So it was cool to do that. And being it was in the nighttime, I think that was why it was different, because you're not seeing the geographical sort of landscapey bits of it.
You don't know where you are.
Yeah.
Especially with the fog and that too.
Yeah, yeah. So it added a different element to four-wheel driving. Oh, well, when I say four-wheel driving, to driving, I should just say driving, because it wasn't four-wheel driving. It was just driving. So it was pretty specky. And there was a bit of rain and a bit of, got back my fucking car. Holy fuck.
Have you done the Condamine River Road?
This weekend.
This weekend, are ya?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Weather depending.
Can I take the van? I reckon I could take the van.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon the van could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, this weekend I'm planning on going out there.
Are ya?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a good road. I've done that a few times on the bike.
Oh, that's where it'd be, yeah.
I've done it on the KTM 690, so I've done on that.
Yep.
And I've also done on the Beamer. One memorable time on the KTM 690 was I was going first. It was, the creek crossings were reasonable.
Yeah.
They weren't high. They weren't fucking over your neck or anything like that.
No.
Sort of probably halfway up your leg. And I come up and there was, because you get people camped on the side, or not just pulled up on the side of the road, just fucking, and they're going, fucking go right. And I went, right, it was the fucking deepest part of the whole lot. Yeah, the dirty, rotten, fuck, they can fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been off in that one too, so.
I don't think they're copping much rain out there with this sort of bit of rain that's happening. It's more coastal, I think, so should be right.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a big rain event. It's fizzled out.
Well.
Has anyone copped it or not?
Is it well, on the way to work this morning, I did hear somewhere, but I think it's more Sydney and in New South Wales, in the Dukes, like. Somewhere had 110 mil overnight, so they are copping it somewhere, but we're just not seeing the rainfall.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a bit about the fucking weather, eh?
The weather
moving right along.
I do like the rain.
So yeah, planning a few trips away. So being that we're coming out of winter, right? So we're coming into spring. Spring is only a week and a bit away. Did you get that around your head? So yeah, I'm planning a few trips with the kiddies. With Carmen and her kids, and we're going to be doing a couple of double island trips and rah rah just to have those weekends where you've got, right, on that weekend we're doing something, you know, because days, weeks and months they just go too quick.
Oh mate, it is fucking,
if you don't plan it, it's like there goes another month. Yeah, fuck, there goes another month.
That's why I believe it. Put a date on it, fucking, and you got to stick to
and
it.
And I don't even fuck if it rains, snows, fucking whatever, we're going anyway.
It's not
going
to snow on Double Island.
No, it's not. We never know.
It did in Stanthorpe a few weeks ago, though.
It did. Spewing, we didn't.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Well,
fucking love sitting around a fire when it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Drinking a fucking,
I know,
anything.
So good.
A beer, a wine, a port. A port around a fire at the end of the night is a fucking topper.
I find that because years and years ago, we went down the snow a fair bit with the boys, with the lads, and you'd have a bender of a night at Banjo Patterson's and Jindabyne. Get like 2 hours sleep, get your ass out of bed, get back in the car, whoever's not the drunkest and soberest can drive up the mountain back to Perisher, and you're hungover, like in Jindabyne, you're like, oh, my head, fuck. Anyway, you get up the mountain, Perisher, fucking instant fix.
That cold.
That, well, I don't know if it's the, it, but it's not cold.
The fresh air.
It's just like you're in, yeah. It's like crisp. It's like. You got
fun.
Yeah, fun. Is it? It's fun.
It's the fun.
It's the fun factor.
Yeah, I'm about to have some fun. Yeah. I'm good.
Hemsy just went to the snow last week.
Hemsy, I seen a fucking story of Hemsy fucking doing a bit of a workout at F45.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you should see me do it this morning.
I went, where's Stiffy? So and he went,
well, he goes here. The 4:30 class, so I go the 5 class. But that video of him doing that, I'm the polar opposite. So you know how he's. Like,
he's a fit human.
He is.
He's a fit
he's
human.
He's next level. Anyway, fuck you, Hemsy.
Actually, what did he say about you, actually? Let me go to messages.
Why are you guys talking?
Because I've seen that and I went...
And you went, oh, geez.
Yeah,
you
so look, that was the video of Hemsy.
Yeah, and what? You text him saying you look buff, bro.
No, I didn't, actually. I said, where's Stiffy? He said he's been a slack fat cunt.
Yep.
Yeah, so no, I didn't say he was looking buff, but he is.
Oh, the dude is ripped.
He's fucking ripped. Maybe you should ride your bike at fucking Don.
You know what I find?
Maybe you've got less a chance of fucking.
You know what I find really easy to do?
What?
Is being a fat fuck.
Yeah.
Like I love being Oh. It's so easy.
That's why it's easy.
So good. But yet it's not good. Oh. Anyway. Shout out to donuts and fucking ice cream. And losing toenails. Fuck yeah.
Oh, do not fuck. Nah. I'm not. I don't hear excuses.
I'm not.
I'll give you some excuses, but yeah, you can't give me fucking toenails excuse.
Righto. Well, have you got a joke?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go straight into.
Press pause.
No, I'm not pressing pause. We're going straight into it, brah. I can't even find the button. Have you hidden the button on me?
No.
Are you sure? Because it's not there.
Press pause then.
Okay, here it is. Right,
you go first because I actually fucking can't find it.
Oh, you say that all the time. I heard this one today. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm looking at you.
Okay, okay, ready?
Because this might go. Talk to me.
And my text, I've even written it wrong, but I know what it is. Anyway, did you hear the story about the drill?
No, I did not hear about the story about the drill.
Oh, it's got holes in it.
The drill has.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Holes in
the
it?
The story or? Has holes in it.
Oh,
dude, did ya?
That's fucking putrid.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good one. I actually don't have one.
That's putrid.
You're going to have to press pause because I'm going to fucking pause. All
right, we're back. Okay.
You fuckwit.
So you got a joke?
Yeah, I've got a joke, but yep. I'm actually not going to say it. I'm going to let this other bloke say it.
So. All right.
Yeah.
Does he do a better job?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so it's on my phone. Let's hope it works. Oh, it's going far out. I'll press pause.
Name boy. The cop asked the young man. Peter, he replied. Do you have a stutter? Asked the cop kindly. No, sir. My dad has a stutter, and the guy who filled out my birth certificate was an arsehole.
That's your joke of the day.
That's my
That's
joke.
That's a ripper. We've got to get better at
That's
that.
That's it.
All right.
We do, don't we?
Yeah.
We're going to get better at a lot of things.
I know. Yeah. And if anyone's got a joke they want us to play.
Yeah, what happened to fucking Willie's joke of the day?
Well, I don't know. Did you not pay him?
No.
Yeah, that's all right.
Didn't pay him. He's over in Fraser Island at the moment.
Again?
So this is the year. This is the time of the year that we actually normally go over. So yeah, I didn't go over this time because we were supposed to go up to North Queensland Elite Radio, which was on last weekend.
Yep.
Which we couldn't make it. We had other plans. And then we're going to Don. So I went. Yeah, I'm not going to Fraser.
Yep. Copy.
But they are having a fat time over there.
Are they catching much fish? Well, it doesn't matter. Fucking.
Yeah.
You're right. All right, well, I don't have much more except for I did put something in my phone regarding something. Let me go have a look at my folder.
Something in my phone.
No. Okay, got it. Here we go. You know, when the State of Origin's on, and on TikTok and whatnot, they do those voiceovers of, you know, the footy players, but then someone else does a voiceover of, oh boy, you fucking touched my dick, bro.
Yeah.
And it goes to the umpire and he goes, oh, what did you fucking do with that for? You know, so that, right? I found one. Oh, actually, I was sent one the other day. Now, one of my passions is Supercross, like the AMA Supercross over in America. And on that, you've got the pro riders, but the commentators, there's Ricky Carmichael, there's Jeff Emig, and the other fella, I've forgotten his name. And they're really professional, like proper professional. Now, the voiceovers, though, it's obviously done by AI because it's their voice. Like, you can't, it's not like someone else doing the voiceover of, oh, you fucking touched my dick, bro, or whatever. This one that I'm about to play you, and anyone that's listening, you're not going to be able to see the video of it, but it's their voices, but they didn't say it. So, like, this comes back to that AI thing that you're talking about before, that it's next level.
Mate, AI's got some big things and to come around.
I mean, it's no different to, like, Trumpy. You see some of those memes and TikToks of Trumpy, and it's his voice, but anyway, I wanted to play you one. You'll be able to watch it because it's a Supercross track. There's motorbikes. Old mate takes him out. So I'll paint a bit of a picture for the people at home. They're pretty much two bikes on a racetrack. One takes another bloke out and the commentators are having a field day with it. So here we go. Let me press pause there and get the fucking volume up. Here we go.
That damn cocksucker. And here comes Vince Fraser. Fuck, slams into Pike.
Holy fuck, guys.
Pike is beating the fuck out of the worthless bag of dog shit, Vince Fraser.
What a fucking pussy bitch. Wow. He's fucking his ass up on the shit track.
He just flipped him the fuck off.
Well, if we look at the fucking replay here, you can clearly see that Vince Fraser fuck shouldn't even be allowed on the damn track in the first place and should be banned from ever driving a motorized vehicle again.
Nah, I agree.
He's a damn fucking danger to society.
What a stupid sack of shit.
Put him in a damn cage already.
Wow.
That stupid bastard, he had every shit blow coming.
Fucking shit stain bitch.
Wow, that does sound real, doesn't it?
Oh, dude, it's their voices.
It's their voices,
yeah. But
I think that's what makes it too. So
fucking funny to see it and watch it because it's like you got such a professional sport and you got professional guys commentating.
Yeah,
but yet you have that over the top of it.
The professional sports, there was two blokes belting, or was one bloke belting the fuck out of another bloke?
Yeah. I mean, they got helmets on. Yeah. What? All you're gonna do is fucking hurt your hand by trying to punch him in the head.
Yeah.
Fuck, that makes me laugh, eh?
That was only a few weeks ago. Oh,
no, this was ages ago. But this is like if I'm in my head too much and I've got to get out of it, I watch stupid, funny shit like that on my phone and that I get the giggles, everything. That's
doomsday scrolling.
That's my – yeah, but it's – you're sort of doomsday scrolling for a reason.
Yeah.
But yet – if you say I've been doomsday scrolling, that's just all unrelatable stuff.
Yeah.
But when that sort of stuff comes on, and I've got another one I want to touch on here in a second, but when that shit comes on, that's like the inner fucking immature child in me that comes out and just you've got a big one.
Yeah, I do.
Your inner child is fucking huge. And but that really just makes me happy when I watch stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
All the problems in the world, fucking gone.
Is that the old cat video? Fucking, that was the first ones that come out. The watching those cat videos. makes people happy.
Yeah. Fucking cats, though. You sent a photo today. That fucking furry you're talking about a few weeks ago.
Oh, fucking. That was a different furry. I'm in fucking Brisbane City, mate. There's fucking furries. There's fucking.
It had a tail.
Fuck
off.
Had a tail.
Oh, did you, I suppose you're working, you can't do anything about it.
I didn't have a gun. I wasn't allowed to fucking shoot it. So no, I didn't. No, look, that's.
What happens if the population grows too much? Is there a culling? Can you cull furries?
It must be able to.
I think you're out. I think culling furries is going to have to come in.
I've got an idea.
Oh, shoot.
I just had an idea.
Literally shoot.
I actually have a really good idea.
What is it?
Okay, so you know how I'm going to get nipple rings.
Oh, fuck off.
Did I? Yes, I fucking have. Okay.
No, I don't like this.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen. Okay,
what?
So, it's a one-way bet at the moment, isn't it?
Because that's all it ever was going to be.
Nah, it's now fucking changed.
Damn
it's now changed.
What?
So, you're going to have to wear a tail.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
I'd rather pierce my nipple.
You're actually not going to wear a tail. It's going to be one of those tails that are fucking butt plug that is actually a tail that you cut out through the fucking back.
I got a story about a butt plug that I will tell you off air.
No. Why?
Because it's got some shit on it. But I...
Of course it's got some shit on it. If it's a butt plug, it's going to have shit on it.
No, because I'm not a furry. I'm in for a bet. But I'm not fucking dressing up as a furry.
No, you just got to wear a tail.
That's dressing up as a furry. No.
Actually, if you don't win the first day of Don, if you're not in front, you have to wear a fucking tail.
In the race.
In the race on the second day.
Oh.
If you are behind.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
Mate, well, last year, the boys put a fucking dildo on the back of my helmet.
I didn't know about it. JR said that.
Anyway, So we're just talking about a tail? No.
Yeah.
Get off that.
You were in a tail.
You were just talking about doomsday scrolling and in a chalk. Now, you have fucked my phone up. You fucked my algorithm up massively.
With those Russian dudes.
The Russian dudes.
Are they Russians?
They have to be. Those guys are now, the first time you sent it to me, I was like, yeah, fuck, that's crap. You know, just fuck it off. Then that was it. That was enough for my phone to go, oh, you like that shit, yeah. Do you? The second time I seen one, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that shit that Barney sent me. And I just flicked it. The third time it popped up, I'm like, I might actually watch this. Fast forward to now, I'm invested that much that I'm watching every fucking thing that they put out. And
how good.
And I'm watching it on replay and going, fucking, why didn't I think
they
of that?
They have... 900,000 fucking
it's off
followers.
Its head.
And there's just some, they are now, literally, I don't so even if know you how, haven't got it.
I don't even know how I can send people to them. Like, and say, all you can say is on TikTok, you've
what
got,
are they actually called? There must be a name for them or something like
down
that.
Down the bottom, it says something in Russian and there's a few numbers.
It is like don't fucking even know what Russian crackheads that are coming out. Well, no, they've had a lot of vodka. There's a couple of fit-looking dudes in there, but there's...
You know the old man, right? That old man. He comes out. Every time he comes out, he punches his hand, and then he does the elbow. So he goes, comes out like that, and then he puts up the number one. But that guy, that's why I called... You know, I screenshot and put Tommy, Pinky, me. That looks like Tommy in about 100 years.
And Tommy fucking sent a message straight away. He said, why has that got to be me? I said, just... Fuck it. It is what it is,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it is what it is. Just it accept is. It.
That's fucking
But if everyone doesn't know what we're talking about, I don't even know how to send it to you. Like, just search
Maybe
crazy
can we,
Russians.
Can we put it up on the Facebook? Or
well,
the,
we have. You did. You put it on TikTok.
I put it on the TikTok.
And then everyone else shared it on Instagram and on stories and stuff. So it's on our... it was only on our stories, so that's disappeared.
I think it just takes that fucking... Like, we've all got life dramas and shit going on in your head. But when you watch these blokes, like, these blokes are fucking absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere.
And fucking killing it.
Absolutely.
I'm just going fucking world
up. And the songs that are on the background, it just...
Have you seen him dress up in the fucking superhero fucking
gear?
Yeah.
cracks me up when
it
they
makes you happy, doesn't
cracks
it?
Me, and they walk out and they're flicking $100 bills or whatever, yeah. and they're just like,
it might be, rupees,
but they're dressed in homeless people. It's like, fuck, man, yeah. that is just
we've got to do one.
We've got the people. We'll involve Pinky. We'll involve fucking Noah's on the camera.
We'll see if we can't get fucking 900,000 viewers on it.
I don't know if we can blow it up as much as those crazy Russians do, but
fucking motherfucking Russians.
Fucking crazy, eh? That's so funny. So anyway, you that was my other fuck off for this week is you fucked my algorithm and I love it.
It's a simple things in life.
Oh, it certainly is. I love it. Uh-huh. Anyway, mate. Yeah. That's all that I had in my phone. So I guess we can pretty much end it soon. But I just want to shout out to everyone that's listening. I appreciate every single one of you. Every single one of you. Isn't that a fucking Jeff Fenwick thing?
Jeff Fenwick. I love you all.
I love you all. Every single one of you.
Love you all.
So yeah, thanks for everything. Share us around. Like us. Fucking do that. Whatever. We will be – there's been a bit of a fucking call out for some merch. I said it last episode about there's going to be some merch come up, and there is. We've got hats coming.
Yep, I've ordered some hats. That was today.
Actually, we should be
– 4 to 5 weeks.
Yes, and
– maybe six.
That was – I think it was my stomach growling. Also, we probably need to give a bit of a shout out to Knuckles at CTC, Country Trucker Caps, for, I guess, helping us out a bit.
Yeah,
helping
put
us
some
out.
Designs and yeah, no, it was really good.
Yeah, so thanks
and
a lot.
He's just
Knuckles.
A fucking great bloke to fucking speak to.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So shout out to him. Also, shout out to TC Coolers for the stubby coolers. There might be footy shorts coming soon too. So just give you that bit of a heads up.
Oh, we haven't spoken about.
No,
yeah, nice
footy shorts.
Nice.
So yeah, this the shop the merch that we're going to do. Is a singlets. There's going to be maybe in about 3-4 weeks. Oh, that's going to come around real quick, isn't it? But we want to do a pre-sale soon.
Yeah.
And the
that
pre-sale
will happen. So I think, yeah, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I reckon that we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we'll get that fucking.
I love it.
Yeah. And Tommy's also designed for the very number one stubby cooler giveaway.
Oh, he did.
He did. So yes. I've actually changed something on it. So
did ya?
Yeah, because it was so requested was, of something, and I've actually changed something.
Okay, so that was for our
for
that was Tommy Miles.
Tommy Miles. Yeah.
Yep. So that was for our call in of the week.
So that is in print at the moment. You should see that in the next week.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So anyone listening, if you want to win a stubby cooler. And you want to help us out. You want to get on board. You want to...
Yeah, if you want to win a fucking one-off, fucking
send us in
on,
your
send
fuck
us
off. Send us in your joke. Send us in your yarn. Whatever it is. How do they send it in?
Theladspoddy@gmail.com. Get on your Nokia 3610 and fucking voice record. Send it over to theladspoddy@gmail.com and we will listen to it. And if we like it...
Yeah, you'll...
If it makes you go... Gives you that little fucking grin.
Yep.
You'll get a one off.
Absolutely.
It's a one off.
It's a one off.
You will never get another one.
Shout out to your Tommy from TC Coolers for making this happen. Love you, brah. Mm.
And you and your kale fucking sandwiches.
Righto. Is that us?
That's it, mate.
All right. Well, I'm the stiff man. I'm fucking out of here.
Barney, see you, bye.